talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
I'm gonna pick up the pieces and build a Lego house. If things go wrong, we can knock it down. My three words have two meanings, but there's one thing on my mind. It's all for you. And it's dark in a cold December, but I got you to keep me warm.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was Lego House by Ed Sheeran, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize. That's coming up next weekend at the North Charleston Convention Center. Well, we've got a great show lined up for you. We have the last few shows we have been talking to some of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And this week we will be talking with Andrea Dussault with Stripe Lemon Interior Design. And she is creating an amazing celebrity designer room inspired by Carrie Underwood, the country music star. And we want everyone to come out to see that amazing room. You should see the furnishings that are going into this room. So we'll be talking with Andrea a little bit more about that. Also, Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Designs, another sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show next weekend. Andy Stevens with Pineapple Pools, another sponsor. Kirsten Williams with Grill Masters of Charleston. We're very proud to have them as a sponsor. Jacqueline McCauley with Advanced Window Fashions, also a premier sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show. Junior Newell and Kate Forcier with New Age Contractors. And then finally, Michael Current with Fix It 24/7. But we do have an amazing show lined up for next weekend. Lots of special events and highlights. We always go to great lengths to make our home show more of an experience than you'll find at other home shows that you may attend. For instance, as I mentioned, the Carrie Underwood Celebrity Designer Room will be on display. So we want everyone to come out and see that. We've got, and you can come out and see it for free because on Friday, opening day of the Charleston Home and Design Show, we have free admission from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. So the show opens at 11 a.m. free admission, all the way up till 9 p.m. About 6 o'clock, we're going to switch gears and pivot to the Charleston Home and Design Show party, and that's free admission to the party as well. So we will have a cash bar, DJ Norway will be spinning tunes, vendors will have free nibbles and bites at their booths, and again, that's free admission to first time ever we've done free admission to the Charleston Home and Design Show party. We're going to be giving away one lucky local will be winning a $2,000 furniture package from Siwa Furniture and Design. We've got free parking all weekend long. Let's see. This is one of the best parts about the show. We've got 17 different compelling seminars and lectures that will be going on Several of these lectures are from our Designer Stories feature in the winter issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine. So you're going to be able to hear the stories behind these projects presented by the interior designers who were involved in those projects themselves, and lots of great seminars. For instance, Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen has invited local architects and landscape architects for two continuing education seminars happening on Friday, starting at 11:30 a.m. Automated shade and shelter for the outdoors, and motorized exterior screens, both presented by hosted by Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen. So you'll want to, and those are open to the homeowners as well. And then we've got many, many other seminars going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So lots and lots happening next weekend. You can get all the full information at charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you at the Charleston Home and Design Show next weekend. And talking to us now is interior designer Andrea Dussault with Stripe Lemon Interior Design. And we are so proud to be partnering with Stripe Lemon Interior Design because Andrea is creating a Carrie Underwood-inspired celebrity designer room at the Charleston Home and Design Show happening February 2nd through the 4th. How are you, Andrea?
Good, Tim. Thank you.
So, Andrea, let me take a moment and tell our listeners about the celebrity designer rooms that we used to do these when our home show was at the Galliard, and they were very popular. Every homeowners always loved to look at these interior designed celebrity rooms, and so we decided this year to bring that highlight back. And We reached out to just about all of our interior designers in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and we're so lucky that you responded and said, yes, I'd be willing to put all sorts of time and effort into creating a room that is inspired by country music stars Carrie Underwood. So, why did you happen to choose Carrie Underwood as the celebrity for this inspired room?
Good question. Yeah, I mean, I went around and around brainstorming. Certainly, talked to family and friends in my inner circle to get some ideas from them as well. But I started to think about the celebrities that I like and enjoy following, but also about the room that I wanted to design for the home show. Mm-hmm. And I wanted it to be a very modern, current space that was relevant to today's homeowners. But with most of my designs, I do always try to make sure that it's beautiful, but also functional and down to earth and welcoming for the family or the clients that we're working with. Mm-hmm. So when I was looking at that, Carrie Underwood popped in my head. I'm like, gosh, she's so classy. She's really relevant today in the music world and beyond. She's got that kind of modern country glam vibe. And it all just kind of came together. And I thought, oh, this is going to be a fun design. Mm-hmm. And the more we worked on it, just the more it grew. So we're really excited.
And it's worth noting that Carrie Underwood is not involved specifically.
This is
similar to what we have done in the past with our celebrity designer rooms. Is we ask the interior designer to pick a particular celebrity and then design the room around that celebrity, and everything that you chose for the room, that's being spec'd by interior designer Andrea Dussault with Stripe Lemon Interior Design versus coming directly from the client, right?
Correct. Yes. I made sure not to even look at what Carrie's house might even look like because I didn't want to skew my design. But it's really all about her image and what she exudes. And I tried to capture that with our design in three separate zones, if you will, throughout the space.
Yeah, and the space that Stripe Lemon Interior Design will be creating for this Carrie Underwood-inspired celebrity designer room, it's sort of an L-shaped space, about 400 mm-hmm. square feet. So
right.
you have a good bit of room to fill there. And
yes.
Can you give our listeners kind of a sneak a preview of what they'll experience when they come see the Carrie Underwood-inspired celebrity designer room at the Charleston Home and Design Show?
Sure. Yes, it is a big space, and we wanted to make sure we created a few different zones because it was so large. So the main space you'll see is the living room space, and we've got a number of products that we're featuring in that space from local vendors. And then on one side of the living room, we've created a bar/lounge area, if you will, mm-hmm. which is a really fun space. We can't wait to debut it. And then on the other side of the living room space, we created a home office that would kind of be a little more personal to what Carrie's image represents. So we've really got three different zones, if you will, to look at.
Mm, nice.
We're really excited.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you, I understand you got a great deal of support by mm-hmm. a lot of local vendors who
yes.
are willing to lend you their furnishings and going to the trouble of loading in and loading out and all that stuff. Can you? I have a list here. I don't know if you have a list of your vendors. If you want to,
I do. You know,
give them
mm-hmm.
some credit.
Of course, yes. And I couldn't have done it without them. So many thanks to all of them. And it's really just an opportunity not only to feature the room, but to help all of these local vendors feature pieces of their work or their products that they sell and collaborating in a small marketplace. So we're really excited about it. Some of the major contributors that you're probably familiar with, certainly Steven Ortego with Iola Modern. Mm-hmm. We've got Steven Shell Living also featuring some pieces. We've got Zuma featuring some handmade rugs from Turkey, which are beautiful. Low Country Lighting is also featuring some lamps for us. We've got a local artist by the name of Danielle Kather Cohen, who is featuring some beautiful artwork as well as wallpaper. We've got fabricators helping me. So Jean's Custom Workroom is working on some drapery, and Millie's Custom Slipcovers is working on some custom pillows with fabric that we've gotten donated from Christopher Farr Cloth, Peggy Plattner. And then we've got probably some newer names in the market. Moose Studio has some beautiful chairs that we're featuring, as well as a small accent table and some accessories. Juliska, who's new to the Charleston area, they have lots of dishware, glassware, and accessories, and we're featuring a number of their pieces as well. So we've got quite a few vendors involved, and we're excited to pull it all together.
Well, that's great. And I wanted to make sure everybody got mentioned here. Did you mention mm-hmm. Cather Cohen Art?
Yes.
And the
Danielle.
Workshop Collection?
Yes. Workshop Collection is another one. They're out of New York, and they've got a presence here now. And we've got a beautiful chair that they design that we're featuring in the room. So that'll be great.
Peggy Plattner Collection.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We've got fabric coming from Italy to fabricate some pillows in one of the rooms. And then Coleman and Rose is a new vendor that I've been working with, and they represent Christopher Farr, Peggy Plattner, Workshop, and Moose. So I've really appreciated the amount of effort that Coleman and Rose has put into coordinating all the logistics to get all of these items here in Charleston.
Well, that's great. Well, we are we're making this the main focus of our marketing promotion for the Charleston Home and Design Show, letting people know about the Carrie Underwood inspired celebrity designer room and created by Stripe Lemon Interior Design, and you'll be hearing a lot about that over the coming weeks as we gear up toward the Charleston Home and Design Show, February 2nd through the 4th. And with all of these, with the collaboration of all these different local vendors, along with the expertise of design expertise from Andrea DeSalt with Stripe Lemon Interior Design, you're really going to miss out if you don't take time out to come see the room. And we make it very easy, free admission on Friday, February 2nd, all day and into the night from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. And that includes the Charleston Home and Design Show party Friday night. This is the first time that we've thrown open the doors and let for free admission to the party as well. So we want everyone to come out. Whether it be on Friday or for free admission on Friday or definitely on Saturday and Sunday, February 3rd and 4th. And again, we're so grateful to interior designer Andrea DeSalt with Stripe Lemon Interior Design. And hopefully our listeners will take a look and say, wow, she does good stuff. We want to hire Andrea for our own home. Design us one of those Carrie Underwood inspired rooms in our home. That is what we're hoping people will say. But in the meantime, Andrea, what's a good way to for listeners to reach out to Stripe Lemon Interior Design?
Sure, thank you. And yes, we're very excited. So thank you for the opportunity. And we are on Instagram at Stripe Lemon Design. We also have a website, StripeLemonDesign.com. I can best be reached by cell at 860-539-2473 or via email at Andrea@StripeLemonDesign.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with interior designer Andrea DeSalt with Stripe Lemon Interior Design about the Carrie Underwood-inspired Celebrity Designer Room, which will be on display at the Charleston Home and Design Show February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. Thanks so much, Andrea.
Thank you, Tim. See you soon.
And talking to us now is Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Designs. And we are so proud to have Crosby Creations Home Designs as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. How you doing, Jody?
I'm doing well, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. Jody, thank you so much for being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show. And talk about what Crosby Creations Home Designs does to help homeowners and what you'll have on display at the show.
Absolutely. I would love to do that. So we are a full service custom home and renovation design firm. We also provide options for stock plan purchases, you know, like internet plans and that sort of thing. We've got over 15 years of homes designed under our belt. So we do have a pretty vast library of different offerings for those stock plans. Our custom home design end of things is just basically the same that it sounds. We do custom home design for homeowners that are not looking for a stock plan, but looking to maybe fill a certain wish list, maybe needs, just, you know, based on needs as far as maybe aging in place or needing to accommodate some in-laws or aging relatives and that sort of thing. We take their wish list, their need list, and create a 100% custom set of house plans for them. We design around any municipality needs, any municipality requirements, any architectural review boards, HOAs, and that sort of thing. There's a lot of technical information and data that we need to sort of insert into our design, and we always take those things into account. The renovation end of things, renovations and additions, we do apartment garages, we design barn dominiums, always a fun word to say.
And what was that word again?
Barn dominiums.
Barn dominiums.
So, yeah, they're trending right now. So they have been trending for a few years. And we've done, you know, small scale and large scale additions. There really and truly isn't a project that's too small or too large for us to handle. And we really enjoy working with our homeowners and just getting to know what they need and listening to sort of what their thoughts are and being able to throw some ideas out there and give them some, you know, just some things to think about. A lot of times people will sit in a house and they'll kind of get stuck into a box. So when we come out and we have some fresh ideas, we find that our homeowners really, really love to hear that feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much what we do. There's a lot to it, but that's a small summary.
Well, a couple of takeaways that I just got. Number one, a lot of times people that are maybe looking to build a home, they will start looking at house plans online. And I know that you have talked to some homeowners that became your customers that said, you know, yeah, I spent money for these online house plans, and they didn't work out for the property, to use on that particular property that they own and things like that. And then the other thing is just having a plan, having not trying to wing it or relying on just the advice from the contractor, to actually have a plan going into a project is so important, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that there's a lot of value to using different companies that are experts in their fields. A builder is an expert builder. A designer is an expert designer. You know, you wouldn't want me going out and plumbing your house, because I'm not a plumber. So I think that it's important to be able to build a team of experts in their fields. We can assist with landscape, pairing up with a landscape architect and pairing you up with a structural engineer. I just think that it holds a lot of value when you can build a good team to really have all of the knowledge that you need to have a seamless project from mm-hmm. start to finish.
Yeah, and it's not just Crosby Creations Home Designs helps homeowners beyond just new construction. I just happened to notice a project that you were involved with a master suite addition for a homeowner on their house.
Yeah, we do those. We do a lot of master suite additions. It's probably 20% of our business, Tim.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that's great. Well, we're very proud to have Crosby Creations Home Designs as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. And you'll be able to talk to homeowners about their projects and what they want to get off the ground in 2024 at your booth, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love for anybody that's interested in chatting with us about a potential project to stop by. We're going to have a computer set up. I'll be able to do some quick searches. One of the things that really is important to know whether or not you have a viable project is just knowing what your lot and what your neighborhood and what your county or town or municipality can handle. And I can typically do a lot of that research on the spot. And I would say that, you know, usually 9 times out of 10, a potential client can come in, talk to me, and they can walk away knowing whether or not the project that they want to do is even feasible, which I think is really helpful.
Well, great. Well, we're so proud to have Crosby Creations Home Designs as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up happening February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. And how can folks get in touch with Crosby Creations Home Designs in the meantime?
Well, you can always find us online at crosby-creations.com, or you're welcome to call the office at 843-998-0505.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Jody. Looking forward to seeing Crosby Creations Home Designs at the Charleston Home and Design Show, February 2nd through the 4th. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And talking to us now is Andy Stevens with Pineapple Pools, and we're very proud to have Pineapple Pools as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. How are you doing, Andy?
Very good. How about you today?
Good, good. Andy, take a moment and tell everyone about Pineapple Pools.
Pineapple is a relatively new company. Just started a few years ago, and it came out of my experience in the pool industry, but also environmental consulting before that. So what we do is custom design swimming pools, spas, and fountains using kind of the latest 3D modeling software. We specialize kind of in challenging builds that are over confusing terrain or in the low country. Generally, it's water that'll get you if we're close to the ocean. The pools that we do are all concrete, so gunite and shotcrete construction, which are just different methodologies to install the concrete shell. And in terms of customizing, there are really unlimited options for tile, plaster, grout color, pavers, both natural stone and artificial. And also we do minor repairs, remodeling, things like that that come up for clients, which happens routinely.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. What kinds of options are people looking for in terms of their wish list for their swimming pool?
I feel like more and more people are leaning towards pools that include spas. And often when they'll ask, should we put a heater in? Should we put a spa? Usually my answer is just sort of nudge them towards the spa and the heater, just because with such a significant investment, it'd be nice to use it 11 and a half months out of the year rather than, just 4 or 5 months out of the year.
Right. That makes sense. Right. Yeah, it does. And we have a pool heater, and, it's instead of heating 10,000 gallons of water, you're talking about just the amount that goes into to a spa. So it's definitely going to be more cost effective for folks too.
Well, absolutely.
Well, Andy, what will Pineapple Pools have on display at the Charleston Home and Design Show?
Well, we're going to have some samples of materials that we use. We're also going to have some really a plethora of photographs and displays of projects that we've done, and also a variety of little treat and giveaway kind of things for the people that are intrepid enough to head out.
Great. And for folks that you're talking to at the Charleston Home and Design Show, February 2nd through the 4th, if they want to go ahead and pull the trigger on the project, how soon before they'll be able to swim in their pool?
So that's a good question, and that hits on one way that I'm different as a pool company. Pineapple is different, is that when we build one at a time. Other pool companies may be inclined to get started on projects, but that can tend to stretch it out over a number of months. So when we start, we go from start to finish, and usually it's in the neighborhood of 2 months, depending on the complexity of the build. What that does is it puts both the start date for folks in something very in a spot that's very known, but it also puts the end date too. And right now I'm booked out, but I'm in a position probably to get folks in pools by close to the beginning of summer, if they're towards the front of the line.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, that's great news. And you said you you started Pineapple Pools after having a background in the swimming pool business. Were you can you talk about that a little bit?
I did. I worked for a couple different local companies and learned a good bit from them. Prior to that, I was with an environmental consulting company, and I think that's really where kind of the direction of how I run this company came, in terms of giving clients really excellent communication. The hardest part of doing a project like this, much like say a remodel or an addition to a house or building a house for that matter, is customers really, it generally is real hard for folks, and I would, it'd be hard for me if I was in their shoes to not know what's happening. So I make it a very strong point to communicate and perhaps over-communicate with them every day that work happens, exactly what happened, why it happened, you know, what work was done, why it was done, what the sequence is, so they know when they go to bed each night what's happening the next day and what happened the previous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. You can never communicate too much, and especially when homeowners, there's certain expectations. They might think that, why hasn't this contractor been working on my project for a week or something like that? And some contractors are not good at communicating, but that's not the case with Pineapple Pools for sure. Well, we want everyone to come out and see you at the Charleston Home and Design Show, but in between now and then, what's the best way to get in touch with Pineapple Pools?
Best way is through website or email communication. That's www.pineapplefps, as in fountainpoolspa.com, is the website, or andy@pineapplefps.com, or my phone number, 843-696-7866. And I receive texts as well. So any of those, and you'll get either an answer right away or within just a few hours.
Very good. Well, we've been talking with Andy Stevens with Pineapple Pools, one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. Thanks so much, Andy.
Thank you very much.
And talking to us now is Kirsten Williams with Grill Masters of Charleston. And Grill Masters of Charleston, we're very proud to say, is one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, coming up February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. How are you doing, Kirsten?
I am well, thanks. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Kirsten, take a moment and tell everyone about Grill Masters of Charleston.
Well, in a nutshell, we started off about 9 years ago cleaning and servicing grills. We saw that there was a little niche here in Charleston and a need for it. So I kind of took a leap of faith and taught myself everything I know. And over the years, we have expanded to have a small showroom. We've been open now a little over a year, and we specialize in anything outdoor. So all outdoor cooking, outdoor kitchens, freestanding grills, fire pits, anything as small as you want to as big and as extravagant as you want.
Well, that's great. So Grill Masters of Charleston, when you first started, you were helping homeowners by cleaning their grills.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've grown the company organically to now you're selling grills and you can help folks with outdoor kitchens. And who does the design for because oftentimes when it comes to someone says that I want an outdoor kitchen,
yes,
but how is it going to be laid out in relation to the rest of the backyard?
Yes. And I am very fortunate in that aspect that we are, I have a very young designer. He is fresh out of Clemson, and landscape architecture was his background. And he has come on board to help us out And I will say that we are family owned and operated through and through. So, without going into any more detail, he is the one that we send out to do the designs. If it's something that it's just, the landscape's already there, we need to fit in a cabinet, this is the space, to a full landscape design, he is the one who is capable of doing all of that.
Excellent. Well, that's great. That's great. So, Kirsten, what will Grill Masters of Charleston have on display at the Charleston Home and Design Show February 2nd through the 4th?
Yeah, we are going to have probably more than I can fit in the booth, which is usually my conundrum, truth be told. We are going to be bringing in two displays. One is going to be a custom-built display that he is working on right now, and we are going to match that up, or probably vice versa, match up an existing display piece that we have and being, selling that as a package deal if we're lucky enough to, and that'll be discounted for the home show only and specifically. We'll have a couple of Challenger cabinets out there. I'll have some freestanding units out there. Primo probably more than likely will be out there. So I haven't narrowed down all of it yet, but there's going to be a lot going on. So pizza ovens, portable grills, little electric grills. So fun stuff that people can come and, accessories, all of it.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So yeah. The displays you mentioned, those mm-hmm. are like outdoor kitchen displays?
They are. We have one. It's an XO display. It's going to be a 36-inch grill. There'll be a 24-inch under-counter refrigerator and a trash pull-out. And it's in an island that's roughly seven to eight feet. And we're going to be matching that up with a little bar island that we are building right now. And that is going to just house an apron front sink and some storage. And it'll have a bar overhang for seating. And we'll be letting that go for, some rock-bottom prices. Like I said, I don't want to bring it back with me. So.
Right. Oh, that's great. That's great. Mm-hmm. Well, good deal. Well, Grill Masters of Charleston was part of the Charleston Home and Design Show last year, and yes. You folks had a good show last year. Talked to a lot of good homeowners.
We did. It was probably our most successful to date. We've done a couple of them. I was very pleased with last year, which is why we're doing this again, and I chose to be a sponsor. Just getting some good, I'm a talker, so I do love to talk to people and meet with people, and I'm kind of a dork because I truly love being outside. I love grilling, and I love educating people about their grills and helping them to, whether it's salvaging what they already have and let's get it rebuilt, let's get you back up and running, or retrofitting a new one into an old space, or just giving them something new because they've moved or they're building. All of that is, I can talk for hours about it. So, yeah, I'm kind of a dork. So,
what's your favorite thing to grill?
I love putting a whole beef tenderloin on the rotisserie and just letting that go for just shy of an hour. It comes off at a perfect rare, and you just let it rest and then slice it, and you're good to go. It needs nothing else.
Oh, wow. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, good deal. Well, we want everyone to come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show February 2nd through the 4th and to see Grill Masters of Charleston. And in the meantime, how can folks get in touch with Grill Masters of Charleston?
We are located in West Ashley in the Taste of Thai Shopping Plaza, and that's at 874 Orleans Road. We're right next to 526 almost. And then obviously I have a website, grillmasterscharleston.com. They can reach out to me via my website. Mm-hmm. It lists almost all of the brands we sell, gives you some before and afters of what we really do. And of course they can feel free to call 843-926-0046.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Kirsten Williams with Grill Masters of Charleston, and thanks so much to Grill Masters of Charleston to be being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. Thanks so much, Kirsten.
Thanks, Tim. I appreciate it.
And talking to us now is Jacqueline McCauley with Advance Window Fashions, and we're very proud to have Advance Window Fashions as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. How you doing, Jacqueline?
Good. How about you?
Just fine. Thank you. Well, Jacqueline, thanks so much to Advance Window Fashions for being a sponsor. Take a moment and tell everyone about Advance Window Fashions.
Yeah, absolutely, Tim. So Advanced Window Fashions is a custom window treatment company here in Mount Pleasant. We have been around for over 20 years, family owned. We have a full Hunter Douglas gallery, a showroom that you can come in, see the products, play around with them. We also sell other vendors as well, maybe outdoor shades that you're looking for. We also do cleanings, and we are actually the only service center in the area. So if you have a repair that you need, you can also come to us for that.
Fantastic.
And drapery. Drapery, too. We're there for that.
Draperies are very, very popular, aren't they?
They are. They're actually coming back around.
Mm-hmm. Well, good deal. Well, Advanced Window Fashions, you folks always have a beautiful display at our home shows. Talk about what Advanced Window Fashions will be displaying coming up February 2nd through the 4th at the Charleston Home and Design Show.
Would love to. I'm looking forward to the home show. We are going to have our Hunter Douglas shades per usual. We always like to showcase those. We're going to have different ones. So some of them will be the manual operation you can see. And then we'll also have demotorization that you can see and play with as well, just kind of bringing the gallery to you. We're going to have our drapery fabric, some of them, because obviously there's a ton of selections, some hardware selections that you can look for, and just being able to see how that would work and look on a window. And then we're actually able to sell a little bit of a furniture line, so we'll have a couple of those options as well for you to look at.
Oh, what kind of furniture will Advanced Window Fashions have on display?
So we will have a bench, and I'm not quite sure on the other item quite yet, but we do have a bench that has storage. It's kind of like a big ottoman. We currently have it here in our showroom, and we just want to bring it into the home show as well, just to be able to show. But we can offer elk furniture, so it goes anywhere from candle holders to mirrors to end tables to benches, ottomans, things like that.
Cool. Well, what are some of the more popular window treatments that people are choosing these days at Advanced Window Fashions?
Cordless options, for sure. Honeycombs are popular. Those are the duets through Hunter Douglas. Woven woods, a lot of people like that coastal look here in the Charleston area. Shutters, the Palm Beach shutters are a very high demand as well. Again, depending where you're at, you can go that traditional look, or you can, if you have a view you want to look at, you can go with the larger louvre size. So shutters, they allow that light. Honeycombs, they help with the heat that we have down here, and the wovens with that natural look, coastal look down here. Those would be our top three products.
Gotcha. And motorization has gotten very popular lately. How dependable is it? I know some people are not real tech oriented. Are they going to have any trouble with the operating with the motorized shades?
I think personally, and obviously I'm in this field, but I think it's pretty easy. It's come a long way since I did start a while back. It's all Bluetooth now, and most people are familiar with the Bluetooth features that come on a lot of different technology items, such as door locks, things like that. You can use a remote. You can use an app. It's actually with Hunter Douglas, what they have is if there is an issue for whatever reason, you can pull it up on the app and it kind of tells you what it is, and you can even let us know and we can troubleshoot it from our side, which is really, really cool. But I would say that there aren't a lot of issues. They've taken a lot of those bugs out over the years. Having it Bluetooth versus Wi-Fi makes it a lot easier to operate. They have a 5-year warranty. Most vendors anyways have a 5-year warranty. If something's going to go wrong, it'll go wrong during that time period. But it's super user-friendly, whether it's on the remote or it's on an app or voice-controlled. It's super easy.
And do you have to run wires inside the walls?
You can. You can also go battery operation. If you're building, we especially like to recommend going hardwire, where you can have the wires pulled, and if that's the case, you can connect with us. We'll show you what we're looking for, work with your electrician, or maybe you're already built or you just don't want to do hardwire. You can do battery operated, you can do regular battery, or you can do rechargeable batteries, which I think is sleeker. It lasts a while, easier to just recharge and not have to worry about, you know, going to Costco and having to buy a bulk of batteries and having to keep doing that, right? Long term, it's easier. So you could go either option. You don't have to wire, but if you're building a home, we love to hardwire because just you don't have any extra obstacles in the window. You don't have to worry about those battery changes down the road.
Right, but you have a non-hardwired option though, which is important.
Correct.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, good. Well, we want everyone to come out and to the Charleston Home and Design Show February 2nd through the 4th, and especially to see Advanced Window Fashions at the show. And between now and then, how can folks reach Advanced Window Fashions?
Absolutely. You can check our website at advancedwindowfashions.com. We're on Facebook and Instagram. Just search Advanced Window Fashions. You can call us. And you can text us at 843-881-8858, and we will respond that way.
Excellent. We have been talking with Jacqueline McCauley with Advanced Window Fashions, one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening February 2nd through the 4th. Thanks so much, Jacqueline.
Thanks, Tim. Have a good one.
And talking to us now are Junior Newell and Kate Forseer with New Age Contractors, and we're very proud to have New Age Contractors as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. How you doing, Junior and Kate?
Good morning,
good.
Tim.
How are you?
Just fine, just fine. Hey, take a moment and tell all our listeners about New Age Contractors.
New Age Contractors, we are a residential and commercial general contractor. We do exterior work. We do interior work. We do everything from small service work, repairs in the home or business, up to bathroom remodels and kitchen remodels, all the way up to restaurant remodels and full rebuilds and additions on residential homes.
Gotcha.
We like to say that if we do everything from the top of the property to the bottom and underneath. Mm. So we're a one-stop shop.
Gotcha. Well, very good. Very good. Well, New Age Contractors, for anyone who's ever come to our shows in the past, you'll be handed a bag at the entrance, and typically that is a bag that has New Age Contractors logo on that. So thanks so much to New Age Contractors for providing all the bags that homeowners will be getting when they enter the Charleston Home and Design Show. So appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Yep. We're happy to do it.
Gotcha. Well, so what will New Age Contractors be have on display, and what will you folks be talking to homeowners about at the Charleston Home and Design Show?
When it comes to homeowners, we'll be helping them get their, whatever their project may be, getting it planned and getting it started. We handle everything from the selections of plumbing and tile or flooring or fixtures or windows and doors, whatever their project may be. And we walk them through the build process, the design, everything from demo to the build back and then the finishes. That's mainly our focus. We never know what folks are going to say when they walk up or what project they have in mind, but we do so many different things. There's pretty much no one that walks up to our booth that we can't help in some way.
Is there ever a job too small, or what's your you know, what's your best for you, for New Age Contractors, what's the best type of project for you to take on?
We take on just about anything. We have service guys that run around on a daily basis will come to a residence and install the ceiling fan or do small projects or something, anything that you need done. And then we have other crews that'll be on your job for, you know, a couple months building additions or doing bathrooms or kitchens over. Our bread and butter is larger remodel stuff. But as folks become customers and we work in your home, we get asked to do all kinds of things, large and small. So there is no job too small for us.
Good. That's great. That's great. Well, New Age Contractors, you folks have got three booths at the Charleston Home and Design Show, two of them for New Age Contractors. And what's the third booth for?
That's going to be one of our new services, and that's going to be dumpsters. It came to fruition that we became our own biggest customer. We use dumpsters all the time, and now we have quite a fleet of them. And now we are extending that service to our existing customers and to new folks. We have three or four different sizes of dumpsters. We handle residential trash and commercial trash and even concrete. We can get rid of all that stuff. We offer same day service, pick up and drop off, and everything. We have everything that you would expect. Everybody's got trash, right?
Right. Yeah, that's true. Oh, that's great. Well, congratulations on the new venture and good luck with it. And I'm sure there will be lots of building professionals and obviously lots of homeowners that will be needing those dumpsters at some point down the road. But we want everyone to come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show February 2nd through the 4th and make sure to stop by New Age Contractors booth to talk with those folks. And in the meantime, what's the best way to reach New Age Contractors?
You can reach us by phone, by email, website, Facebook. There's just about every way you can think of to get in touch with us.
Gotcha. Okay. And do a internet search for New Age Contractors.
Correct.
Okay, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Junior Newell and Kate Forseer with New Age Contractors, and we're so proud to have New Age Contractors as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, February 2nd through the 4th. Thanks so much, folks.
Thanks,
Tim.
And talking to us now is Michael Current with Fix It 24/7. And Fix It 24/7 is one of the, we're very proud to say, is one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. How you doing, Michael?
Doing great, sir. Thank you.
Good. Michael, take a moment and tell everyone about Fix It 24/7.
Yes, thank you. So Fix It 24/7, we provide heating and cooling services as well as plumbing services in the Charleston and surrounding areas.
Gotcha. Very good. And I'm curious how that name, Fix It 24/7, how that came about.
Yeah, it's an interesting name. So it just like it said, we say in the name, we fix it, and we're 24/7, so we're here to service the community as their needs arise.
Very good, very good. Well, tell our listeners what makes Fix It 24/7 different from other heating and air companies.
Yeah, so that's a great question. So several things separate us, but the primary thing is that on our maintenance services, so we have a large membership base, and we service their heating and cooling and plumbing equipment twice a year. And in our maintenance services, we don't just check the electrical portions or just, you know, do a quick run through on our maintenance. We actually pull the motors out. We clean the system. What we know is that dirt, dust, and debris are the number one killers of systems in regards to heating and cooling systems. Therefore, we believe it would be a disservice to not clean the systems thoroughly. And that's a big separator from many of the other competitors in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. And, you know, some people there, I think there are some heating and air companies that like to do these service agreements because they, they know that they can, their technicians will find something wrong and will you know, add that to the work order for that particular address. Is that the same kind of approach that Fix It 24/7 finds, or can homeowners trust that you know, you're not going to be adding on services that are not needed?
Absolutely. So our goal is to never add repair services or replacement services that are not warranted. So if we're performing a maintenance service, many times it's just that. So we're just maintaining the system as it is. There are, however, times where we come upon repairs that are needed that will extend the life of the system. And at that point, we will diagnose and recommend those repairs to the homeowner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what do you say to a homeowner that might say, I'm not going to do service agreements. I'll just call a company when my system breaks down.
Sure. We service many customers in the area that are not on our membership program, and we service them just the same. So whether their system is not cooling or not heating, we're still going to be out there the same day and provide the services needed to get their system up and going.
All right, great. And, you know, I can throw in a quick plug for Fix It 24/7. You folks have been out to our house, and the technician, interestingly enough, he found a leak in a gas pipe that was underneath the HVAC equipment, and it had rusted, and there was a pinhole leak, and we probably never would have even known that had the technician not pointed that out. So,
well,
you know, that's a real life story, and definitely something that we appreciated greatly from Fix It 24/7. But
great.
What we want everyone to come out and visit Fix It 24/7 at the Charleston Home and Design Show, February 2nd through the 4th. And in the meantime, what's the best way to reach you folks?
Yeah, so one easy way that many customers find us is on our website. You can go right on the website, and if you're interested in a service, you can book online. Another easy way is to just call us directly. And that phone number is 843-305-6494.
And does Fix It 24/7, when last time I talked to you folks, you had an in-house 24-hour call center. Is that still happening?
Yes, we have call service that's around the clock.
Well, that's great. That's definitely when your heating or your air conditioning goes out, you want someone to answer the phone because you're looking for a solution. So that's good to hear.
Absolutely, especially with the cooler weather that's coming. The phones are ringing at all hours, and we're very busy, but we're glad to be.
Well, good deal. Well, we are very proud to have Fix It 24/7 as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. We've been talking to Michael Current with Fix It 24/7, one of the sponsors. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show, or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.